I sure appreciate those who ask questions. It's just great. It shows that you're reading in Scripture and that your desire is to learn more. One of the questions that we are looking at this moment, the text is actually found in 1 Chronicles chapter 20. If you'll turn there, 1 Chronicles chapter 20, and then verses 4 through 8, the passage that we're going to be dealing with. The question is dealing with Goliath's family, this great giant, which interestingly enough, we're not real sure that even Goliath is a name. It could possibly be a title, making reference to his splendor because of his greatness, thus the word Goliath. Nevertheless, in chapter 20, it seems to infer that he has a brother. And the question goes something like this. Does Scripture infer that Goliath has four brothers in Chronicles, or do the descendants infer sons? It says the giant in the text, and the question goes on. The churches are now preaching this is why David picked up five stones rather than one, dealing with the one giant. I'm not sure if you can go that far. And the reason why is because it isn't specific. And sometimes it's easy to build an interesting story around speculation. I think you have to be careful to do that just simply because the tendency is. 2 Timothy talks about this specifically in chapter 2, and I think in verse 23, where he says, "Refuse foolish and ignorant speculations, knowing that they only produce quarrels." In other words, it's something to discuss, it's something to argue about, but what does it do to benefit? This particular passage, there's a passage that complements it, or a passage that parallels it, found in 2 Samuel chapter 21. You don't need necessarily to turn there, but in both cases, there's a lot of ambiguity about what is being said. I won't go into all the dissecting. But even the name Lamai, which seems to be the name of Goliath's brother, is making reference, or could possibly be making reference, to Bethlehem, because Lamai actually means bread. Of course, Bethlehem, Beth, Lamai, is the house of bread. So then there's the fact that Jair may be Jesse, so the son of Jesse killed Goliath. I mean, the text is very ambiguous. It's hard to completely understand. The question is, I guess at this juncture, why is it so ambiguous and why don't we completely understand, and what is the issue? But what you don't want to do is you don't want to get bogged down once again in the trivial. You want to focus on that which is the issue. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is profitable," listen, "for correction, for reproof, for training in righteousness." So the question that you have to ask yourself is, how is this going to change my life? How is this going to draw me closer to God? When you begin to ask those kind of questions, then the text begins to get clear. In this particular passage, what seems to be clear is that in Chronicles, it is actually demonstrating to us the slide of David, because as David stays home and he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, he then begins to fall into sin. And we see not only his sin with Bathsheba, but in this particular passage, we see him getting involved in not only a war of sorts, but he gets involved in a way that is cruel. And we see the sliding of David in his sin. And because of that, we see the giants rearing their heads. The ultimate point of the text is, be careful. When you fall away from God, problems will start to arise from every which way. And many times those great giants, which you thought you had nailed, will be picking up their ugly head around you. So there's truth in the text that you want to focus on, that makes you better, that brings righteousness to your heart, rather than speculation, which really, whether or not David was thinking, and of course, that's highly speculative. Well, gee, I'm going to pick five stones because there are other brothers, which it doesn't say that at all anywhere. It says the one brother that I see, but that there's a family of giants. We know that to be true. We know that to be the point. But that you're nailing it with five, I don't know what the point is. So you have to ask yourself, how does this draw me closer to the Lord? And those are the keys to any of your questions. The questions should be searching and driving you to a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness and for your word that reveals to us truths that reveal things in our hearts. Begin to point us to you, convict us, and draw us ever closer to our Savior. Lord, we pray that as we open up this marvelous word of life, that we meet you today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.